Hello, everybody. Today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So here's our first expression, no offense. Offense means what you probably think it means, at least in this case. When you offend someone, you have caused them offense. They are offended because of something you said or did. We say that this person has taken offense to something you said or did. So, if you have the habit of watching American TV series and movies, there's no way you haven't heard this before. You may not have recognized it when you heard it, but this is such a common expression. People say that all the time on TV, no offense. And why do people say no offense? Well, listen to what someone posted on Twitter. Whenever you hear someone say to you, no offense, get ready to be offended. Well, people use that expression before they say something potentially offensive. It's like they're letting the other person know in advance that they're gonna say something offensive, you know? Like, no offense. I guess this is short for I mean no offense or no offense intended. And what's kind of funny is that right after someone says no offense, but you kind of know that the next thing they're gonna say is an insult, or at least something a little unpleasant. I mean, listen to an example I found on Twitter. Some guy wrote, no offense to Selena Gomez, but I think every guy she dated was for publicity. Now, Selena Gomez is an American singer, and this guy is saying that he thinks that she dated guys not because she really liked them, but because of the publicity that the relationship would get her. Now, I mean, how can that not be offensive? Now, I have no idea whether that's true or not, but when you say no offense and then you follow up with I think every guy you dated was for publicity, I mean, how would that not be considered offensive? So, Urban Dictionary has a great definition for the expression no offense. It's an excuse to insult someone. Now, sometimes people use that expression with something that really is not offensive anyway, to be fair. And in cases like this, I don't even understand why they would say no offense. For example, when someone says, no offense, but you should have turned right, not left. How is it offensive to say that? Now, of course, this person could have said something before the driver made the turn, but that's not an offensive thing to say, I think. Anyway, like it or not, no offense is a pretty popular expression, and many times when you say something like, no offense, but your report sucks, you know, the other person isn't really offended. And many people say, none taken. What does that mean? That means, I didn't get offended. I didn't take offense to what you said. So, let me present you with a few examples that I got from Twitter posts, and you tell me if you think it is offensive, or if it's something that would make you just say, none taken. No offense, but don't make me choose between pizza and you, because I'll definitely choose pizza. Do you think that's offensive, or would you say, none taken? Paul is such a boring name, no offense to anyone who has it, but I'm glad I'm not named Paul. Offensive or none taken? No offense, but you represent everything I despise in the world. Offensive or none taken? And before we wrap up, here are a few more comments I got from people on Twitter. One girl said, I only take offense to statements if they start with no offense. Another one asked, why do people say no offense right before they offend you? So, what do you think? Can you think of any situations where it would be valid and useful to say no offense, but... Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.